Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with our discussion of forthcoming events upon the world, the great and final event being the coming chastisement upon man. This knowledge comes to us through the intercession of the Mother of God, who has come forth in these latter days to alert the world to this coming intervention, and we say intervention because the coming chastisement will come from God. This will begin with the outbreak of nuclear war in the Middle East, which will last for 3 consecutive days. It is during this time that we will see descending from on high a large celestial body of supernatural origin. It won't exactly be a comet, neither will it be an asteroid, but will be the handiwork of God, a ball of fire of unknown origin, which according to the message is already on the way. This will descend upon us, bringing to pass the conclusion of the great chastisement in which up to 4 billion people will perish. This event is recorded in Holy Scripture. I quote the second epistle of Peter where he says, "The day of the Lord shall come as a thief, in which the heavens shall pass away with great violence, and the elements shall be melted with heat, and the earth and the works which are in it shall be burnt up." Seeing then that all these things are to be dissolved, what manner of people ought you to be in holy conversation and godliness? That's 2 Peter 3, verses 10 and 11. And of course, we want to emphasize his final words here where he says, "What manner of people ought we to be?" He's saying, be ready and walk worthy of your calling to be saved, excelling in good works, and not according to the sin of the world. And this is the point that Our Lady wants to bring home for us, that our days on earth must now be spent being ready for what is to come upon us. Because, as she says, we will see within our generation a devastation unlike anything that has ever been witnessed upon earth before. These are the days when the order of St. Michael will be set up to lead the way toward the coming restoration. As it says in Daniel 12, I quote, "But at that time shall Michael rise up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people, and a time shall come such as never was from the time that nations began even until that time, and at that time shall thy people be saved." Daniel 12:1. This, of course, is a reference to the second coming of Christ, which will immediately follow this time of nations. And then it goes on to say in the very next verse, I quote, "And many of those that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some unto life everlasting, and others unto reproach, to see it always." Daniel 12:2. You see, mankind will be called out of their graves at that time to stand before Christ in his coming, and those that sleep in the dust of the earth, whether they be good or evil, will rise from the dust to reckon with their Maker, whether it be unto reproach, as it says, or glory. According to the good book, the martyrs will be the first to rise among those that sleep in the earth. And not only those that sleep, but those that are living as well will stand before Christ at that time, as referenced in the Creed, "He shall come to judge the living and the dead." All mankind will have to stand before him. And this is what Our Lady is telling us in her message, that a full accounting will soon be placed upon the world. It will not be the end of the world or the last judgment, when the books are opened one last time, but will be the end of our era. The just that are living at that time will merge with Christ to reign with him for a symbolic time of 1,000 years, which is also the era of peace promised by Our Lady at Fatima. Our Lady speaks of this coming era where she says, "There will be peace, my children, but not before the world has been cleansed. But there will be peace with the coming of my Son. He will dry all tears. He will take the torments from hearts, and man shall be restored to his true nature." And that's Our Lady speaking, December 28th, 1976. And by true nature, she means the way that man was before the fall of Adam and Eve. That is to say, back to his original state of purity. Accordingly, the earth at that time will also be renewed back to its former purity, so that it will be a paradise, just like before the fall. On December 31st, 1974, Veronica describes the coming era while in ecstasy. I quote, "The sun is shining, and it's like summer, and I see these green trees and a beautiful lake, and now as I'm looking at the most beautiful, restful place I have ever seen, and now through the trees, oh, I see Jesus coming, oh, it's like another world, oh, and it's a beautiful land." Jesus then breaks in and says, "You see, my child, there will be a renewed earth. You are watching, my child, soon after my arrival upon earth." In a word, the coming era will be heaven on earth. We might even look at it as a stepping stone to the beatific vision, for those that are still living, that is, but it will be a true utopia, an era of splendor and peace and beauty, where the creation and creator are in perfect harmony for the first time. Heaven and earth will sing, the sun will shine, Charity will be resplendent in the hearts of mankind. Goodness and brotherhood will reign everywhere. As the good book says, every tear will be wiped away. But what Our Lady is telling us is that this time is just around the corner. It will come to pass in our lifetime. And she tells us, is this not worth waiting for, my children? Is it not worth sacrificing for and persevering for? For those that are suffering today, she says, don't give up, but accept all trials, knowing that it leads directly to the kingdom. But if we throw in the towel and we grow bitter, then we forfeit it all. But by our patience, we will win our crowns. And this is what she's trying to bring home for us. In the message of March 18, 1973, Our Lady speaks to the brokenhearted of this earth when she says, my poor children, hopeless of heart, know that the future after the cleansing will be glorious, far more glorious than your human mind could ever conceive. Beauty of beauties, emotion superb. The fulfillment of every desire that man could conceive on earth will be yours in the kingdom. Unquote. Our Lady has said that if we could but experience 1 second of the heavenly euphoria that awaits us, our hearts would stop instantly. We'd be enraptured to the point of death. And this is why Our Lady often cautions us not to labor for the wind and waste our time gathering things that are meaningless and vain, things like money, but to work out our salvation now and use the time wisely. Gather your graces, she says, and be patient, because within our generation we will see this time of glory come to pass. On August 21st, 1971, Our Lady said, through the dark days that lie before you, keep your hearts always light with the thought that one day my Son will return. We will all then appear to you, my children, and be the ultimate in expectation, the realization of every dream, every hope, and every victory that had been planned by the Father from the beginning of time. Unquote. Essentially, this is why Our Lady has come to us in her apparition at Bayside, to let the world know that the time is approaching when her Son will return. In His mercy, God is extending this message to the world so that it can't be said later that we weren't given a chance or that we were caught off guard. Each and every person on earth is now being given the chance to hear the message from heaven and make his or her choice. You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we're discussing today the coming era of peace, as promised by Our Lady in her message at Bayside. Now the question may be asked, what is going to survive and carry over into the era of peace? For example, will we have things like classical music or cultural masterworks from Shakespeare or Dante? Will there be sports events? Will there be automated transportation with the use of gasoline engines? The answer is we don't know, but what we do know is that only purity will abide in the coming era, which would mean then that the good manuals and books of our faith, the Bibles, and also the rosaries, the statues, the documents of the Catholic Church, the vestments and articles for saying Mass, all this will be preserved, and in fact is being preserved by the elect, to carry over into the coming era. But as for everything else, it's very iffy. Now, we know that the homes that we live in will be preserved during the Great Chastisement if we keep our crucifix on our doors. By having our crosses on our doors, our homes will be our fortress during the Chastisement, so that these homes and everything that's in them will be spared those 6 terrible days of suffering. But does this actually mean that these homes will carry over and be used in the coming era of peace? It's not really certain. It may very well be that their purpose will come to an end with the conclusion of the Great Chastisement. This point seems to be prefigured by the Egyptian darkness of old, because those homes upon which they placed the blood of the Lamb on their doors were spared for the entirety of that darkness when God smote the Egyptians on every side. But when the time came for God to deliver His people, they walked out of those homes and they never returned, because they were moving on to a new land flowering with milk and honey. So it may be that the same will apply here. Certainly it's not something to be concerned about. But one thing is for certain. Our present way of life as we know it will come to an end with the return of Christ. All the works of man's pride will be destroyed. Man will return to the land and be simple of pursuit. Our science, our technology, our aerospace, computers, and televisions, this will all be a thing of the past. Every vestige of sophistication will be wiped out from this planet. We will resurrect, as it were, from our present state and be liberated from its influence so that we can abide peacefully in a more elevated state with Christ. And this is why Our Lady calls it the coming era of peace, which is also the first resurrection mentioned in the Apocalypse. Because we will rise from the ashes of Sodom and Gomorrah. Like Lot, we will rise from the oppression of the world, the flesh, and the devil, so that we can reign peacefully with the Prince of Peace, with no more distraction or interference from Satan. Remember, Satan's going to be chained by Saint Michael. So all these ugly temptations that we're used to being accosted with are going to be absent during that time. It's going to be a new era. And this is an important point to bring home about Lot, that we have to walk out of Sodom and Gomorrah and not pay any respect to its influence or ways, Because one thing is for certain, if we're engaging in Sodom and Gomorrah now, we will not reign with Christ later. As St. Paul says, "Know you this and understand, that no fornicator or unclean or covetous person has inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." He says, "Be you not partakers with them." That's from Ephesians 5. Our Lady says, "The sins of the flesh send more souls to hell." You can't engage in the pleasure of the flesh and the world, entertaining its laughter, and then abide in God's grace at the same time. When we step into a mortal sin, Christ steps out of our life. He will not abide with us when disgrace comes in, when we envy or we lust or we grudge. As Holy Scripture says, I quote, "For wisdom will not enter into a malicious soul, nor dwell in a body subject to sins. For the Holy Spirit of discipline will flee from the deceitful, and will withdraw himself from thoughts that are without understanding, and he shall not abide when iniquity comes in." That's from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 1. So getting back to the exhortation of Peter, where he says, "How ought we to conduct ourselves, knowing that these things are to be dissolved soon?" Our Lady puts it in a few words. Very simply, she says, we have to retire from a world that has been given over to Satan. Because, as she says, the world today is in a far worse state spiritually than in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Sin has now become an accepted way of life among us, where it's normalized and integrated with our everyday lifestyle. You go into a fast food store, and you got contraceptive paraphernalia hanging all over the wall, and you're assaulted on every side by their flesh racks, that's their magazines, all to the beat of satanic hard rock, and you have a young girl there at the counter selling this garbage to some young guy that comes in. You turn on the television and you're accosted with all manner of lewdness and filthy double talk, with the nakedness of the flesh being glorified. It's like the devil himself is hopping inside the tube. Everything's a filthy enticement. And yet there's mommy and daddy and children watching it all like it's nothing, not realizing fully that they're being entertained by the devil. They're paying his presence honor, especially too when they adopt what they see into their own lives by their manner of dress and thinking. So getting back to our point, if we want to reign with Christ in the coming era of peace, we have to liberate ourselves from these elements now. If we allow the world to hold us captive, then we'll be held back, as it were, detained in purgatory or even hell. As St. John says, if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And if this was true in the good old days, how much more true is it today when the world is a stomping ground for Satan? Perhaps the moral of the story is, if we pursue peace now, then peace will be ours later. And Our Lady has come to lead us to this time of glory that awaits us. If we simply follow her message, she will lead us to the shores of everlasting peace. This is St. Michael's broadcast, bringing you the urgent message of Jesus and Mary to the world, as given through their servant Veronica of the Cross. To receive more information, you can write to us, send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York 11361. And when you write, you might inquire about our booklet entitled Pearls from Heaven. Therein is contained the whole story of the Virgin Mary's apparitions to the seer, Veronica, which this program is dedicated to bringing you each week over this station. This, in fact, is the only radio program designed to bring you this urgent message of Our Lady, which comes to us through her apparitions at Bayside, Flushing Meadows, which is located in the borough of Queens, New York. For 25 years, beginning in 1970, the Blessed Mother and her son would appear at this holy site, dispensing numerous graces and blessings, and imparting this necessary knowledge of what is to come upon the world very shortly. And the title, Pearls from Heaven, lives up to the content of this little booklet mentioned, because the message Our Lady brings us truly is a pearl of knowledge. You are not going to find a message like this anywhere else upon earth today. This is a great revelation for the world at this last hour, and Our Lady wants to share it with everyone. This is the blessing that God wants to bestow upon the human race at this time. With the holidays upon us once again, it's a time to reflect on the many gifts we've received from the good Lord on high. And what greater gift could he bestow upon us but the gift of his mother? She has been given to the world in these latter days to counsel us and guide us, and to bring us these beautiful tidings from the kingdom. What greater return of love could we make to Our Lady than to assist her in her mission to reach the world? Your financial assistance is one way you can help do that. Every dollar received goes to the most worthy cause of all, the salvation of souls. There are many today who aspire to save their brothers and sisters, but Our Lady is the one who knows how to do this, because she is the mother of the Savior. All we need to do is bring her message to the people, and she does all the rest. But that takes monetary assistance. Without that assistance, our mission comes to a standstill. Only you can make the difference to keep St. Michael's in the lead. We are doing our part at St. Michael's World Apostolate to publish and disseminate this soul-saving message, but we depend on the faithful to finance this operation. Our machines are running and ready to race, but we need the fuel to run this apostolate, and that fuel is your tax-deductible dollars. The Good Book says that if you so much as give a cup of cool water to a disciple, you will not lose your reward. And with your financial gift, you are giving more than a cup of water. You are providing the members of the Lay Order of St. Michael with the basic necessities of life and the means to carry out their mission to reach the public. Whatever you can send is most appreciated, whether it be $10, $50, $100, $1,000, or even just a widow's mite. Send it on today, and with every gift of $20 or more, you'll receive a free 100% wool brown scapular bearing the image of St. Padre Pio. And if you're going to give to the mission, you might as well hit two birds with one buckshot and choose from our selection of religious gifts. By shopping online at our secure store, you are providing yourself or somebody you love with items of grace which cannot be assessed in dollars and cents, and yet our prices are very reasonable. For instance, our full-size brown scapular made of 100% pure wool goes for only $4.95. Our smaller athletic scapular for the active person goes for only $2.95. Or you can get a beautiful handmade rosary made in Italy. This is custom wood carving now, no plastic, goes for only $9.95. So indeed, this is a good way to put your dollars and your good sense to use. Giving religious gifts helps to keep Christ in Christmas and shows you've given this some serious thought. For more on our religious gift selection, log on to smwa.org, or upon writing, we can send you a printout of our gifts catalog. If you wish to order by telephone using your credit card, simply call 1-888-830-SMWA. That's 1-888-830-SMWA. And please be advised that that number is for credit card orders only. And of course, we invite your letters. Send them to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. We are going to listen now to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on July 25th, 1985. Just to orient you again, these visitations would take place during the Rosary Vigils of Bayside, which Our Lady had instructed Veronica to hold. During the vigils, Veronica would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see the Blessed Virgin and her son. At their direction, Veronica would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being taped. Now what you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is the Blessed Virgin speaking through her.
My child and my children, especially my child Veronica, I knew of your suffering, and I knew that you would not turn your back on my pleas to come to the grounds this evening. I will not tax you, my child, with too long a message for the world this evening. But most of all, I come to say, my children, that your time has been shortened. The catechism, the day of sorrow, and the dark, long days are coming upon you. And I sorrow and cry bitter tears because many of you who have heard my voice through the years have taken on a firm, undisciplined attitude of, oh, well, nothing's happened now. It shall not happen soon, for everything remains as it was when the Father started it. My child and my children, that is not an attitude that should be taken by anyone. The Eternal Father, with my Son and the Holy Ghost, are all merciful. But you do not even recognize the Eternal Father, my children. You cast him aside as a myth or a story. But there is definite proof, my children, in the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. But how many have taken the time to even check through the Bible? I say now, my children, that you must understand there are great graces given for reading the Bible. If you will just read for 15 minutes, first giving yourselves over to the Holy Ghost and imploring the Holy Ghost to help you to open your hearts and clear your eyes that are clouded by the world's goods. I say goods because, my children, many have sold their souls to get to the head. They place more value on their coins. No coin shall jiggle on their person when they come for judgment. One day, there will be a great general judgment, and all mankind then will be forced to accept what he has sown. Many are throwing away the time allotted to them to right the wrong, to restore my son's church to its former glory, to bring your children out of the darkness and into the light. Oh, my child, I am crying tears. My heart is torn when I think of the children of earth. The parents, they look away as they are in pursuit of riches and material things of the world. None of this can be brought into heaven to buy your salvation. No, my children, my son has often said that it will be easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than a rich man to enter heaven.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on July 25th, 1985. We just want to pause for a moment to point out that both Jesus and Mary speak to Veronica in these visions. And we're going to go ahead now and hear the message of Jesus as he transmits it through Veronica. This is the same message of July 25th, 1985. Veronica will begin briefly by describing Our Lady, and then her son, who in turn will speak to her and to all of us.
Our Lady is standing at Jesus' right side. She's quite a bit shorter than Jesus. He's quite tall. I would say Jesus is about at least 6 feet tall, 6 foot one or two even, because Our Lady only comes to his shoulder here. Now Jesus is making the sign of the cross again. Now he's placed his hands like this, and he's touching his lips. My child, Veronica, and my children of the world. I say my children because you are our children. And our tears and our smiles are for you all. My children, I could wish to say at this time that I bring you great news of joyousness, but I cannot. I must tell you now that my mother has gone throughout the world, through time and time again, to turn you back from your course of destruction. My child, I wish you to view one scene. You will hold your crucifix and you will not, my child, pass out. Over on the left-hand side, I see, I know it's Africa. It's all in flames. I've seen the flames before, but this is horrible. They're going wild. They all look dark-skinned. Yeah, they're killing each other. My child, you see war, the beginning of a war. It will be father against son, mother against daughter, and Satan will be in their midst. Those who have the power are exercising it now in the wrong direction, my children. Thou shalt not kill, and yet you kill. Thou shalt not bear witness, and yet you condemn others to death with your testimony. Where is your love that you call out for? Love, my children. How many of you know the true meaning of love? Love is in giving. Love is kindness. Love is not murder. Love is not selling your soul to the devil for power. Many of the rulers throughout the world are doing this now. Nuclear warheads, missiles, all manner of contraptions. What dignified name can I give to them, my children? They are destruction to all mankind. I repeat again, if you permit this to come upon you, there will soon be no flesh left. I assure you, your time is running out. Now Jesus is taking his right hand and he's pointing it upward like this. See, my child, what mankind shall suffer. I see the United States. I see Canada. But I see part of the coastline being worn away. There are waves, high waves, washing over the land. People are running, but they waited too late. They didn't listen. And they've been carried out to sea, dead bodies. Now, in the United States, I see people running. But this is a race war. I see a whole group, it looked like the whole continent, running. But they're dark-skinned, they're black-skinned, and they have all types of instruments. I think one is a machine gun that shoots many bullets, and he's... Oh, and now they're lying on the ground, dead. Oh, it's terrible. Now I see Jesus is pointing upward. Look high into the sky, my child. Look high, raise your head. I see a ball of fire. It's coming fast through the sky, and it has a long red tail. It's red, it's fire. And now it's coming down to what looks like a ball, but no, it's the earth. And oh, it has hit through the water. It's brushed through the water. And there are waves rising higher than anything possible that I could have seen. The waves are terrible. They're washing half of the continent out to sea. Now, the sky is growing very dark. Our Lady is touching her lips. Do not be affrighted, my child. It is best that you bring forth what is to be.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to the Seer Veronica receiving the message from Jesus on July 25, 1985. Those wishing to receive the printed message can write to us. Send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That's St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, our toll-free line, 1-800-345-MARY. Or you can visit us at www.smwa.org. And we'll be back next week with more on this urgent message from Jesus and Mary through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. Until then, may Our Lady bless you.